is awesome and he's a wonderful God, and we certainly appreciate him for his goodness and for his mercies upon our lives. He certainly is good to us. And you know, in the ninth chapter of the book of Isaiah, which is a wonderful book, it's a wonderful chapter that, and this year deals with Jesus, telling us of the Messiah, the Savior, that should come. And I'd just like to just read tonight from the ninth chapter and verse 1. It says, "Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such," next verse says, "that the people that," notice here, "the people that walk in darkness," doesn't mean that there was no light out there, the sun came up, they walk out there, but the darkness was in their mind. The darkness was the lack of a knowledge of God, and the ignorance towards God prevailed. So the people, they walk in darkness. Did you know you and I walk in darkness until the Lord turn us around? He deliver us. First, in Colossians, hold your finger and go to Colossians, the first chapter. And we come right back here. In Colossians, the first chapter tells us that, verse what, 12, tells us about the what God deliver us from. "And we should give thanks to the Lord, giving thanks unto God who deliver us." Somebody help me quick. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." So there are saints in light. What light? Because they have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that's revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, revealed in their mind. So they are saints in light. Now, how do we get light? "The entrance of thy word giveth light." And that's why we stress on you to read the word of God, so you'll have light. Amen? It says, "giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. All right, that darkness was in our mind. Okay? The darkness was ignorance, no knowledge. In the days of Noah, the people were in darkness. They did not have light, so they walked in the imagination of their thoughts, of their heart. So God deliver us from the power of darkness. That's the satanic darkness. See, one time Satan, he was not Satan, but he was Lucifer, the morning. He was a light angel. He had light. As long as he remained in the ways of God, as long as he remained in obedience again to God, he had light. But when he rebelled, he became darkness. So we get our darkness from him. Satan, evil spirits, they are dark. And they want us to be in the same darkness. So, but God delivered us from the power of darkness, and I translated us into the kingdom of light. The kingdom of God is light. He had translated us in the kingdom of his their son, in whom, look what you receive, in whom we have redemption. No, you have salvation and redemption. Well, how do you get? By believing that Jesus is the Christ. Do you believe? If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, is the Christ, you will be saved. The eunuch said, "Yes, I believe that Jesus is the Christ." And then Philip says, if you believe, you're ready to be baptized. So it's believe with the heart. Man believe unto righteousness. You believe in your heart, but confession is made unto righteousness, unto salvation. But what the blood of Jesus Christ does, notice what the blood of Christ does. It brings us redemption. We're reconciled to God by his blood. Remember, we are reconciled by his blood. Through faith in his blood, we are reconciled unto God. So in whom we have redemption from the fall. Redemption, the blood bought us back. And we are reconciled unto God. Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now he was the firstborn from the dead. Okay, he was not, it's not talking about him being the firstborn by creation, but by the firstborn from the dead. He became the firstborn of them that slept, because there are going to be many other firstfruits. Yeah. Now, he says, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth. It didn't say nothing about him being created. Okay, it's telling about that he created everything in heaven and he created everything in the earth. That's not dealing with his creation. It's dealing with her creation. The heavens, the earth, that's what it's dealing with. And the firstborn from the resurrection of the dead, because God is raising up a new race of humanity. Come on. Not from the first Adam, because that died. In Adam all died. But in Christ shall all be made alive. That's a new race of humanity. And we are to take the place of the angels that sin, the rebellious angels who were ministering spirits, because we were made of the substance of dust, but they were made from Psalms 4, who maketh his angels spirits. See, that's what they were made of. They were spirits being. Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. So what God does, when we fall, we fell, Adam fell, we were dust. We're dust. But God came, God sent his son to raise us up out of the dust of the first Adam. Amen. And as we born the image of the first Adam, flesh, dust, dust thou art. You are taken from dust. Help me. You shall return to dust. But the last Adam was made a quickening, life-giving spirit. And you at he quickened. Okay, how? With the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. And if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he will quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. All right? So, what is God looking for? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do it corruption. So, corruption cannot inherit incorruption. Two different substances. One is dying, one is ever living. So, we bore the dying image first. But God raised up out of the dying image a new man. Amen. By the Spirit, not by blood, nor by flesh, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. And what does he do? The angels were spirits. Okay? The angels are spirits, spirit beings. And we were flesh beings. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gave it what? Wisdom. So that spirit that is inside of you, what God does, he placed his spirit in your spirit. And if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, raise up you, dwell in your spirit, he, God, that raised Jesus up from the dead will also quicken you. So when Paul says, you are to quicken, we understand what he means. We were dead in the first Adam, but he had to raise us up out of the first Adam and put us into the last Adam. So we are now in Christ. In him we live and move and have our beings. We are tonight in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, how do you get in there? By the quickening of the Holy Ghost. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. So that's the new creation that that God has. We have a new body. Because this earthly body is going to fail, but we have a new body in heaven that God is going to give to us. A new house. But God must deliver us from the powers of darkness. He translates us out of darkness. Amen. Into the kingdom of his dear Son. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible creation. Whether they be, notice, so they are thrones. And that's a big, big thing because the devil himself had a throne. He was a king and he fell. So now he's a prince of darkness. He's not a king anymore. See, he was, unless he's the king of the fallen ones. But he's not your king. Amen? He's not your king. He's the throne, and Jesus Christ is king. Grace reigns. All right, grace reigns through Christ because it is a kingdom of grace. The kingdom of God is grace. It's the grace of God that saves us, that helps us, and the blood of Jesus that redeems us. So, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things, hello, all things were created by him. Notice, by him and for him. So were you created? Why were you created? And who created you? He created you for himself. Amen. So you're not your own, but you were bought with a price. You belong to Jesus. You belong to God. And it says that we should give God, back up to verse 12, says we should give God thanks. Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Notice the saints in light. There are many saints in light. Paul is in light. Peter is in light. And what are we doing now? They left us an inheritance. What is it? In the Word. This is it. This is the Word of God. And if we accept that inheritance that they have left us, and we begin to study and read and walk in the are we walking the same step? Paul said about Titus, walk we not in the same steps? See, they were walking in the same steps. So they walk in the same spirit, the same step and the same spirit. So what are we doing now? We walking and they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread. What is that? We're walking in the same steps. We are walking in the same spirit. And Paul said, follow me. Where, Paul? Follow Christ, follow me. Where? Where is he? He's running a race. And he's heading for the kingdom. He's heading for the kingdom of glory. Where was Peter heading? To the glory, to the kingdom of God. Where was John heading? Where was the apostle? What did Stephen saw when they were stoning him to death? See, he saw the Lord standing on the right hand of God, high and lifted up. Then Isaiah saw him seated on a throne. I'm not hearing you. High and lifted up. And his train filled a temple. Hallelujah. Do you know that's the same Christ that's going to sit upon the throne of David? The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he's going to rule and reign for how long? For how long? Forever and ever. He first ruled for 1,000 years. And then at the end of the 1,000 years, he delivers up that successful advent, that successful program that he went on. What was that? To take the kingdom away from the devil. My. To redeem and restore fallen man. To put us back where God wants us to be. Amen. To make us what? Our spirits. And he's bringing us to the Father of spirits and life. You didn't know that Hebrews 12? That God is the Father of spirits and life. And God is a spirit. And God is looking for spirit sons. The flesh body is only a temporary body. But that's not the house you're going to live in forever. This is only a temporary house. And it's fading. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So you've got a part of you that can never get old and can never die. It's that new man. Amen. It's that new man that was quickened by the Holy Ghost, that God raised up and quickened by the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Yes. Amen. You see, the resurrected, that new man that's quickened, he doesn't die. He doesn't die and then sleep and raise forever. No, that's not the way it is. See, that new man goes back to God. Something dies, but not the new man. See, that it lives forevermore. Jesus said, I am he that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And I have got the keys of death, and he already have the keys of death and hell. And he opened, and no man can close it. Amen. He opened it up to us, and nobody can close it. So there's a part of man, which is his spirit. Amen. And most of us don't even know what the spirit of man is. But when the spirit of man received the Holy Ghost, that's where God puts the Holy Spirit. If, he said, if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, where? Where does he dwell? In us. In us. He dwells in us. And he said, and lo, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I'm with you always unto the end. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, when Christ dwelling in you, that is the hope of glory. It's not a hope that's coming, but it's a hope that you already possess. It's in you. Jesus Christ in you. And that's I live. All right, now. I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. Ah. So if he's in you, does he leave you when you die? And then come back and get you? I want you to answer that question. I am me that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And I've got the keys of death. Somebody's got the keys of death. And when Jesus arose, he never gave that keys back to the devil. Come on. He never gave it back to the devil. And I live The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. And the reason why we are alive is not because we're good, but it's because he lived. He's alive. My Savior is alive. Our Savior is alive. Our God is alive. And he redeemed us from destruction. He redeemed our life from destruction. See, so Christ liveth in you. And the reason why you live is because he lives. Amen? You say, but wait a minute. We've got to wait for the resurrection. What you don't understand is that he's already the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And Christ raised us there. He raised up your spirit man. Okay? He raised up your spirit man. And that spirit man inside of you is an immortal spirit man. Amen. It's an immortal spirit man. As we born the image of the first Adam, we bear the image of Christ. And that's what God is forming in you, the image of Christ. And it's the image of Christ that is clothed with a new body. I know we put off everything until, you know, they got to wait there, you know, wait in the grave and stay there in the grave and wait. So Abraham is there and all of them. So when at the trumpet, now God put them all and hurry up and do his program in a few years and get the government going. No, God always has a government in heaven and earth. Amen. He's always got a people in heaven and in earth. Amen. He does. He does. Because you've got to understand now, when the angels sinned, that did not stop the program of God. The angels that sinned, he reserved them in chains and cast them down to hell. That's what Jude says. All right? But what did he do? His program continued. He wants spiritual beings. So God went ahead and began to raise up spiritual beings. But first we were made differently from them. They were spirits, but we were flesh. We were dust with spirit inside of the dust. They were spirits without no dust. But we were spirit beings with dust. So God placed us in dust body. So when we fall, he won't have to go through. We just die 70 years or 100 years or 1,000 years. Right? We die. The dust man dies. I'm dust. You bury you and you're gone. But those angels that sin, they're still around. Reserving chains. But now, you don't have to be reserving change. You die and go to whatever, wherever, to the grave. You're gone. You're dead. You live 70 years, cost a lot of trouble, but you're gone. Right? Because you're dust. You're a man. Until God now, touch that spirit. So that's why in the resurrection, you neither marry nor give it in marriage. But they're equal unto the angels. That's the good angels. The angels that didn't sin. We're equal unto the angels. Not the ones that sin. But we're equal to them in the fact that we're spirit beings. Sons of God. We are now sons of God. We replace those fallen sons of God out there. And we are now sons of the living God. And that's why we're not going to let nobody, demons or man, take our crown. And the devil has been fighting to stop us, to stop you, to deceive you. That's why he's a deceiver, because he lost. He cannot get it back. And those angels that sin, they cannot get it back. But here's where redemption, we're talking about redemption, right? Here's where redemption comes in. We were redeemed. They were not redeemed. We know the blood. They don't know the blood. We have a Savior. They don't have a Savior. We have a Jesus. Hallelujah. We have Jesus. And the psalmist said, who am I in heaven? Nobody but you, Lord. And who do I desire in the earth? Nobody. So we don't want nothing that the devil has. We don't want nothing that the devil has. But we have Jesus. Somebody help me. We have Jesus. He's a wonderful Savior. And he tells us the people that sat in darkness saw a great light. And those that were in the regions of the shadow of death. You talk about you and I? Boy, we were dark, we were ignorant. But one day the light, that glorious light of the knowledge of God shine in our hearts. And you can look the devil face, square in his face and said, one time you had me, but now I'm free. I don't belong to you anymore. One time we were children of wrath, even as others, but Christ came. He died, shed his blood, and resurrected. And now, because he lived, we shall live also. Don't you feel like shouting tonight? Don't you feel like lifting up your hands and say thank you? So there's no glory in death. There's no glory in death. There's pain. It's an enemy. Death is an enemy. Now, Christ came to redeem us from the enemy, from the land of darkness, from the land of destruction. He said, but you die. That flesh is going to go back to dust anyhow. That's why whether you live or die, you change. Because it's not fit for the kingdom. Amen. But there's something inside of you that you're not even conscious of. Don't focus on the outward. The outward man perish. But there's an inward man that doesn't die. Because that inward man is possessed with eternal life. See, Christ, when you accept Christ as your Savior, he gives you eternal life. Then, in your spirit, that's where eternal. When the Holy Ghost comes into your spirit, that is eternal life. When the Holy Ghost comes in your spirit, that is first fruits. When the Holy Ghost, that's why you need to accept Christ and receive the Holy Ghost before you die. Because it's the only ghost that takes you out of the mire and the clay. That is called a horrible pit. That first Adam, that deep ditch. That you and I, we were down in the mire and in the clay. But oh, God took you and I, and he brought you out. And he followed you from the womb to the grave. And afterwards, he received you in glory. You say, well, that's not so. Well, okay, have fun with the worms. There's no glory in that. Because you've got to understand now what God made. When God made you, it's a living being inside of you. It's a Holy Ghost child. It's a Holy Ghost child that lives in you. That's no ordinary baby that come from your mother. That baby came from heaven. And that baby was raised up. And he quickens it. And Paul, the mystery is that about the dead body. And what body do they come with? And Paul said, You silly little Corinthians. You know, we read in 1 Corinthians 15. They didn't understand anything. They were just as not smart like we are. I don't tell nobody, I was going to say dumb. I ain't going to say that. Let's say, you know, they didn't understand anything. And we don't understand the Bible. Yet we get all excited about the Bible. We don't understand these things. How can a person whose spirit is resurrected, that spirit dies and go again? No. The spirit lives. The body dies. The outward man dies. And you're not going to carry it in the kingdom anyhow. You shed that skin. I mean that body. You got out of it. And that's why death is a wonderful thing for the saints. Because even then it says one part, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. They shall rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. So, you see, these are technical subjects. Very technical subjects. Because you're dealing with mysteries. But you've got to understand that a man is two. He is the natural first, and then the spiritual. Now, does both natural and spiritual dies at the same time? Does the natural, when it dies, it pulls the spiritual man down? Or greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Amen. Can death deliver or pulls a resurrected child when he quickens them by the Holy Ghost? Can death pull them out of the hand of Christ? What did he say about no one can pull them out of my hand? It's not just only you won't backslide, go back to the bar. But that includes devils and demons fighting for you and say, we're going to pull him back. No, we're not. We deliver it from the grave. Okay, set free. That's why Paul wanted to go home. Somebody say, no, that's not what Paul meant. That's exactly what Paul meant when he said it's far better. He's in a far better place to depart and be with Christ. We depart and be with Christ. Because you've got to understand now that Christ is forming a kingdom. And he's got to have subject to put them in order. Not just when the seventh trumpet. When the seventh trumpet sound, there are multitudes already in order. All right. John already saw the elders. Let me say, there was an angel. They're not angels. He already saw the angels were already there around the throne and told the Lord, go ahead, it's time to go get the kingdom. Amen. And that's before the seventh trumpet. Amen. So what are they doing in heaven if they're supposed to be in the grave? That's amazing, isn't it? There's a staff already seated on thrones in heaven. He said the only way out is say, no, those were angels. They were not angels. Angels don't even know the mystery of the gospel. And those were overcomers, blood washed. And to him that loved us, washed us in the blood, deliver us. And they're there, and we are on our way to Zion. We are on our way there. That's why he's coming back. The devil has lied to us and put us in confusion. And so that's why all you can think about is a house and a gold watch. But he robbed us of our inheritance. If he can fool you and tell you that you got to spend 1,000 years with the skin worms, all of you. Yeah. But if you know and realize tonight that whether I sleep or wake, it doesn't matter. I'm always with him. I'm always with him. And if he's the God of Abraham, how could he be the God of the dead? It's not a God of the dead. It's a God of Abraham, the God, living God. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The scripture is broad, it's wide. It's not two verses, it's not three verses. It's not just a verse here and a little verse. It's a wide thing. You got to go through the whole Bible and look from here, because God teach us as baby, then after that we're supposed to know. Hey. When was it? Who was it? One of Jacob's wives, they were dying, says their souls was in departing. Amen. So why would Stephen said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit? But he could forgive them. So give God thanks, for he delivered us. He made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. Notice here. See, that's the point right there. Of the inheritance of the saints who are already in light. He delivers them from darkness and now they're in light. When? Now. And he's delivering us, so we're going to join them. But we're not there yet. Some of us are going to make it before the others. You're quiet, eh? But notice what he did. He translated us from what? That's the power of darkness, ignorance, death, and all of that. And had translated us into where? What? The kingdom of is their son. Now he came, listen, he came to destroy him that has the power of death. Did you know when David died, the power of death was not broken yet? When David died, the power of death was not broken. Job and all of them, the power of death was not broken yet. But Christ came to break the power of death and have the keys of death. Satan still had the keys. Satan still had the keys. But tonight, Christ had the keys of death and hell. So death has no lock. Death has no door for the saints of God. It's open. I open and no one can shut it. I shut and no one. But I have the keys. If you don't have keys, you have a hard time getting your car, right? But you got the keys. Anybody ever lose their keys? All right. That's why the devil lost the key, looking around for it. He ain't find it yet. He's not going to find it. Where's my keys? Where's my keys? I want my keys to lock up the saints. Are they supposed to stay here with me till the seventh trumpet? They can't get out, but we're out. Because I live. You shall live also. So there's a lot of things I don't understand. But one thing I understand is that he had the keys and he opened doors, and that God, the Son of God, took the keys from the devil, and he doesn't have it tonight. Who had delivered us? Oh, he broke the locks. Jailbreaker. The jailbreaker, Jesus. He broke the bars of iron, of death, of hell, of sin, sickness, disease. He broke it. The devil has no security. He's done. He's finished. Don't give him no praise. He cannot keep you in prison. He came to set the prisoners free. And to bring my soul out of prison. Psalms tells us. I had a series in that. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom, there it is now, we have redemption through his blood. That's what the blood do. The blood brought you back to God. Even the forgiveness of sin. What you've got to understand that once you get back to God, there's no, the devil can't have you. The devil can't have you. You're royalty. Can't touch you. But you know, our mind get weak and say, no, no, the devil, we still think the devil has power to hold you in hell. He cannot hold the child of God. But you see, the part of you, you just, you're not going to take it anymore. You don't need it anymore. That's only to keep you in the earth. You know, the birthday suit that you got. Naked I came in the world. Naked, you give it back. But you got another body. You leave naked because you're not going to take it, but you got another body that you're clothed with Christ. Oh, yes. That's it. Them who by patient continuance in well-doing, what are you seeking for? A better suit. A better body. All of that that goes with it. Seek for a glory. When do you get it? When do you get it? Oh, goodness. You have life working in you right now. Eternal life is in you. Through Jesus Christ. Somebody said, when I die and I raise up down the air, then I get eternal life. Oh, no, that's not the way. You got eternal life tonight. Now are you sons of God. If you're a son of God, you have eternal life right now, tonight. Believe that. Thy kingdom come. Why? Because we are here. Thy will be done in earth. The children of God are the kingdom of God. It's not bricks and stones. It's the children of God. We are the kingdom of God. He dwells in us. In whom we have redemption through his blood, in closing the for even the forgiveness of sins. That's what the blood does. Reconcile us to God. It reconciles us to God. And we are children of God by blood. You know that? It's the blood. The same blood that Jesus had, he gave it all to us. And that blood is eternal life. Redemption. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Those are simple things. He's not talking about his creation and when his creation or who's greater, whether the Father or the Son. God and the Father and the Son doesn't get into that. The Son already knows his position. And the Father, they live and existed from eternity. They had no beginning or ending. Way out there before any angels or any human being or any mountain, they were there in harmony. They're not confused as to who they are. They know who they are. Yeah. Amen. So he knew who he was. I mean, so when Peter, when he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And when Peter said, some said Elijah, and they were Jeremiah, but say, whom do you say that I am? He said, you are the Christ. He already knows who he is. He's not confused. And we're the one that's confused, worrying about who he is. But when you find out who he is, that's eternal life. Eternal life is to know who he is. Eternal life. Eternal life is not to know whether the Father and the Son is greater. There's no competition in them. They live in harmony from before anything was created. Before the angel, the mountain, whatever. He was rejoicing in the glory and the presence of God. They delight in each other. So don't worry about that. What you worry about is that, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. To know whom to know is life. So tonight I thank God that we can know him. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a praise.